Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So, I gotta tell you, Tipgate. I mean, this controversy on when to tip, when not to tip, is somebody gonna spit in your food, is somebody gonna get mad at you, it's caused a lot of anxiety. And apparently, there's a headline where an expert has said, look, these are the five times you don't have to tip, or the five scenarios where you don't have to tip. And so, one such scenario is your doctor. They said, you don't have to tip your doctor. I've never gotten tips, and I've never asked for tips, all right? I've waited, what I waited tables. Yeah, I love tips. But as a physician, no, you don't have to tip your physician. You don't have to tip your lawyer. You don't have to tip your marketing team. Certain professional services, you don't have to tip. Now, some of you are like, I wasn't worried about that. I'm more worried about the retail counter or, but basically for those, you know, they say plumbers, cable technicians. I don't know. When somebody, so I'm not in full agreement. By the way, let me give credit where credit is due. This expert is Thomas Farley, known as Mr. Manners. And he's talking about tipflation. And power to him. I think it's great that he's speaking out and he's talking about this. The problem is if somebody's coming to your house and they're bending over and they don't have underwear on and they're going through all that humiliation, I do like the idea of tipping anybody that's coming to fix something. I think that's nice. But rule of thumb is they, many of these professional services, because the company is paying them, you don't necessarily have to tip. Have I tipped cable people or other people that have come, electricians? Yes. But that's, according to him, not as necessary. And your doctor, you don't have to. In fact, you know, it's now frowned upon if patients give doctors things. Because remember that whole pen gate where if a pharmaceutical company gave a doctor a pen, that was like the biggest crime in the world. You know, I mean, I love my Viagra pens. You know, they were always, they always had ink. They were always good to go, never leaked. They were fantastic. Or the bladder. I love the bladder control pens, never leaked. I messed that joke up. But anyway, so professionals. Now, this is interesting. Counter service. Counter service used to never require a tip, except, you know, bartenders. I would always tip bartenders or bar backs or whoever would be helping me. And this has been what's been coming up, where you go to a counter to pick up your takeout, and they're asking for a tip. This expert says counter service, no, because they're already getting a wage. They say tipping people who work, this is being reported by CNBC, tipping people who work behind a counter, I'm not saying I'm in agreement, such as a barista or a cashier, is not a requirement as far as etiquette experts are concerned, even if the tablet when you check out suggests otherwise. Elaine Swan is a lifestyle etiquette expert. She said when they turn that device around, it's the glaring thing and people feel shamed into tipping, but you don't have to. Now, you could still tip if you want to. You could still tip your barista or you could still tip the bartender. And honestly, I do. I've always tipped the bartenders because I did that. I worked behind a bar. I waited tables. So I think it's nice to do that. But it used to not be that way. But according to the experts, you don't have to. Tell that to your average person who works behind a counter. Open bar events. Now, open bar events is fascinating. All right, every time I have a party and I have a bartender, I don't want my guests to feel like they have to tip. And a lot of bartenders, and I get it, will put the tip jar out. Well, if you're going to a party, you don't want to have to spend money. You're already going to the party or bringing the gift. So I would always tell, and I felt bad about this because I know they could make some really good money. I just didn't want my guests to feel like they had to tip. So I would tip them. I'm going to tip them anyway. But I say, look, if you don't mind, just leave the jar out. I'll tip you good. We'll, you know, open bar, technically, according to these experts, not supposed to have a tip jar. A lot do, and a lot of us do like to tip. I love to tip bartenders because, again, I was in the business. But it doesn't have to necessarily be a requirement. Double tipping. You don't have to tip twice for the same service. Now, this gets tricky with valet. So, the debate still, and I ask you guys, when you valet your car, do you tip when you give the key? Do you tip when you ask for the key, ask for the car, or do you tip when you get into the car at the end? So I like to tip going in because some of my patients say they used to write down the tip on the card so other people know you tipped and what you tipped. But now that everything's electronic, and people don't know. So I was at Caesar's Palace for an event I had to speak at. I tipped going in. So when I came out, he was waiting. I go, but I tipped going in. He goes, yeah, right. And I was like, well, damn. So now I just split the tip. I'll get $5 going in, $5 going out. And it's stressful because do I need to be double tipping? Or why can't I just give $10 or whatever up front? Sometimes you give it $20. So, but now in Vegas that you have to pay for parking, the tips, people are tipping less. Because they're like, but I'm already paying for parking. And it stinks because how much of that money really goes to the valets? And the valets are the ones running around in the heat. Don't double tip. Keep in mind that a lot of companies are actually putting the tip automatically now. Because they know people won't tip, and then sometimes you'll double tip. So when a waiter comes up to you going, oh, my God, thank you, you probably double tipped. So please double check your receipt. And sometimes they're worth it. They say, the experts say poor service. If you're getting poor service, even though 20% is the standard, they say don't go lower than 10%. Please don't stiff anybody. I'll still tip. If I get poor service, I tip 15%. If it's poor service. I just don't want to have a fight with the person. And sometimes the poor service could be because of the kitchen and not necessarily them. But that's what the experts say. I'll leave that up to you. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY. Don't go away.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So some of you are asking why doctors aren't making a bigger deal about this new Alzheimer's drug. And it's cool. It is. It's very cool, but there's some caveats. So we have an approved drug in the U.S. For Alzheimer's. And it's called Lecanemab or Leqembi. And it is a fascinating drug. It's just not 100%. And there was data on 1,800 patients, which showed treatment with this medication showed cognitive and functional decline by 27%. It slowed the cognitive and functional decline by 27% over 18 months. So over a year and a half, it brought the decline, slowed it down by a fourth. Now, for cognitive decline, that's huge. But it's not a drug that stops Alzheimer's 100%. But I got to tell you, better than nothing. So that's nice. It's just, again, is it ready for prime time? Well, I'll let you guys decide. So slowing down the progression of the disease, they equate it to, they slow it down by 5 months. So it can extend the life of your brain for about 5 months, okay, which is nice. But again, not 100%. Now, the drug is manufactured by pharmaceutical company Eisai in Tokyo and Biogen in Cambridge, Massachusetts. It's not a pill. So I know individuals are like, let me just prescribe it, let me buy it. Mm-mm. It's an IV infusion that you need to get every other week. So you have to go in and get it. Or have a home health nurse administer it. And I'm not sure if they're doing that yet. So it's also not for advanced. It's for early stage. Which means for those of us that don't go to the doctor until we have major symptoms, this is for people with early and dementia and early cognitive decline. And some individuals might not be diagnosed at the time because they don't go in. As you know, Alzheimer's is a buildup of amyloid, a protein in the brain that will build up in the brain, interfere with the neurotransmission of signals, and causes disruption of thought processes. So this is the first time in 20 years that a drug for Alzheimer's has received full approval. FDA said there is solid evidence of a potential benefit. The problem is it's also not risk-free. So there is a boxed warning because it can cause brain bleeding and swelling. That happened in 21% of trial participants. So in a fifth of those who took it in the 1,800-person trial, there was brain bleed and swelling. And that's kind of, you know, a serious risk factor. In an extended portion of the drug's main trial, 3 patients died, thought to be linked to the drug. So there's another box warning. It says that patients with 2 copies of a genetic variant that increases the risk of developing Alzheimer's. I'm not sure if that's what Thor has. Hemsworth, I forget his first name. Chris Hemsworth has, I believe, 2 genetic variants. I'm not sure if that's the same that they're talking about. Apparently, if you have the 2 copies of the genetic variant, that increases your risk of developing Alzheimer's, you might be at higher risk of complications. So you have to have genetic testing before you get the drug. So even though this is fascinating, that it could slow things down for 5 months, that it in 79% of people may not cause brain bleed or swelling, that's nice. In terms of the practicality, we need to take somebody who's pretty healthy, starting to have mild cognitive impairment, get them genetic tested, first get them to come in and realize they need to get, you know, checked out for Alzheimer's. So we need to find that population. It's not the ones who already have it too far down the line. Not sure why it wouldn't work for those too far down the line. We don't have a lot of that data, but this is for early, very early dementia. So we got to find the people first, and many of them don't want to be found. They're like, oh, I forget my keys all the time. Well, we all forget our keys. But there's more. You know, are you isolating? Are you compensating so much with things that you don't, you've been doing lists, you have reminders on your phone that, you know, where in the olden days we're like, how did you forget my birthday? How did you forget my phone number? How did you forget? Now, the average person doesn't know anybody's birthday anymore because we rely on the phone. So a lot of us could have mild cognitive impairment without even realizing it because we're using all these other tools to compensate. And then we got to get them genetic tested, which costs money. And then we have to get them approved and make sure they come in every 2 weeks. So that's a it's a process. Now, I believe in the UK, they're working to get this approved. And again, I want this to get approved. I think this is going to be fascinating. I'd like to see where we go from here. This is a great, great starting point. But for those people saying, sign me up, write me a prescription, that it's a little bit more complicated. You got to get seen in person. That has to be, yeah. Okay, I don't think you could do this by telemedicine. And again, there are side effects. Now, in 2021, a different Alzheimer's drug, the aducanumab, these monoclonal antibodies, was given an accelerated approval so it could be prescribed to people who have urgent need. But there was debate on if it had meaningful clinical benefit. And I think the FDA got criticized for coming up with that medication that fast. Approval. Well, look at what happened with the COVID vaccines. I mean, that was like, man, lickety-split. Government takes forever to get, you know, so much done. And then all of a sudden, oh, yeah, go ahead, take the shot. So how this medicine works is it's supposed to work with your body's immune system to clear the amyloid buildup in the brain. Again, I don't know per se why we haven't had trials in more severe Alzheimer's. But right now, it's an antibody treatment. And the antibody works to work your immune system to find it and then clear it. Kind of like this is foreign. You kind of wonder why the body doesn't already do that. But it's a fascinating process, and I think it will be groundbreaking. And I think we are on the road. It's just the problem we're having with these medications is everybody wants the fancy medications, and I don't blame them. If I have Alzheimer's, God forbid, I want to get treated. But the medications cost money. So you say, well, that's what insurance is for. Insurance is a very unstable market. I know I've seen insurance companies and their buildings are gorgeous, marble, fully decorated, air conditioning on high, staff everywhere, beautiful real estate. So they've been making money for a while, but if insurance companies want them to cover, you know, all these medications and all these extra treatments as people age. Now, remember, in the olden days, you would die of a heart attack. The life expectancy was shorter because, on average, other things would get you. Now that we could survive all these things, medications are expensive. Insurance now is going to have to cover the COVID vaccine and COVID testing. Insurance is going to, you know, if insurance has to cover your cancer treatment, hepatitis treatment, diabetes, high blood pressure, cholesterol. And if the average person is not going to purchase insurance, this is what happened with the ACA. If the average person is like, insurance is too expensive, I'll just wait till I need it. Even though it's not that simple, but now it doesn't matter if you don't have a pre-existing condition, which I agree with, where you could then at least get covered despite your previous conditions. Why are people going to pay the thousands of dollars each month for health insurance? And so they need healthy people. And if the majority of their patient pool are using expensive medications, they raise the rates on us. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
USA News Update. Crews across the country fighting dozens of wildfires, most of them in the southwestern United States. New Mexico's Pass Fire continues to rage over 60,000 acres. A new poll suggests nearly half of all Americans would prefer a president who's under 60 years old.
The Pew Research Center conducted a survey not tied to the current candidates and asked respondents what they thought was the best age for a president. About 49% said it's in their 50s. About 24% said they want a president in their 60s, and 17% said they want a president in their 40s. Only 3% said the best age for a president is in their 70s or older.
A Texas school district has banned students from using bathrooms designated for use by members of the opposite sex and prohibited school staff from promoting preferred pronouns among children. Corey Myers, USA News.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so this was a fascinating study. A record high share of 40-year-olds in the U.S. have never been married. This is according to Pew Research Center. So back in 1980, about 6% of those over 40 had never married. We're not talking about 40-year-old virgins. We're talking about bachelors, longtime bachelors. Back then, they would call them spinsters for women. They're not doing that anymore, luckily. But 25%, at least 25%, according to Pew Research, of people over 40 have never been married and don't really intend to. And not all of them have a romantic partner. According to this research, they said, in 2022, 22% of never married adults aged 40 to 42 were cohabitating, which means 78% are really single. So when they look at the breakdown, a higher share of the men than women had never married. Black 40-year-olds were much more likely to have never married than Hispanic, white, or Asian 40-year-olds. They say in terms of education levels, 40-year-olds without a four-year college degree were more likely to have never married than those who had completed at least a bachelor's degree. One-third of those with a high school diploma or less had never married, compared with 26% of those with some college education and 18% of those with a bachelor's degree or more education. They said the overall decrease in the share of 40-year-olds who have married is especially notable because the share of 40-year-olds who had completed at least a bachelor's degree was much higher in 2021 than in 1980. Now, I don't really know if I really appreciate the whole education versus that. I'm talking to people, and I'm seeing the trends. And being married is looked at as old school. And I'm not saying one way or another, but the one thing I am noticing, I'm sure you all have noticed, is you could see couples who aren't happy. I see this all the time. And I don't necessarily want to watch people because I'm doing my own thing. I don't want to make eye contact with anybody else. I mean, I'll start conversations with people. But when I can listen, and my hearing's not as good as it used to be, you just can hear the unhappiness of these couples. It was interesting. I was doing a staycation at one of the hotels. I was in the pool, and it was a lazy river. So you went around, and you saw the mom with the kids barking some orders. And the husband is exacerbated. So he's like, all right, so you want me to run up to the room and throw everything in the suitcase? And she goes, no, I want you to organize it and put it, don't just throw it into the suitcase. And I understand what the guy was saying. The guy, probably they had to check out. She wanted them, you know, she wanted one thing. So he's like, fine, I'll throw everything into the suitcases, I'll bring them down and get back here. Probably because he's thinking she wanted speed. She, on the other hand, is like, no, I need this packed, we need somebody to pack it. And you look at them, and they look like they probably were married maybe about 10 years, just based on the age of the kids, if they're one of the more traditional couples. And I just see it time and time again. Now, mind you, okay, couples get on each other's nerves. That happens. But I see older couples, I see people who have been married 25, 30 years, they don't look as happy. You start to see other couples that, and maybe it's a facade, maybe not, who aren't married, they just seem to be happier. And younger people, even if this really isn't the case, that's what's being projected and or perceived. And younger individuals are seeing this. And because divorce is such a bad word, divorce is so traumatizing to anybody who's gone through it, you have now newer generations looking at this going, it's not that I don't want to get married, I just don't want to get divorced. And the one way, one surefire way you could protect yourself from ever going through the hell of divorce, and we're talking 100% hell-free, is not actually getting married. Yeah, there's prenups and all that, but yeah, people are looking at the Tom Brady, Giselle breakup. That seemed to be kind of quick and easy, but Tom Brady was struggling in some of his last games, possibly lost the Bucks the Super Bowl. People pick up on that, and even if that had nothing to do, it could have been his rotator cuff, who knows? It might have had nothing to do with it. That's not what society is perceiving. The other thing, too, is we aren't having a very religious society anymore. There's fewer Catholics. There's fewer Jews. There's fewer Muslims in America that are actively practicing. I'm not sure about LDS numbers, but I do know many people who were LDS that left the church. And so the weekly mass or the weekly services and the midweek activities and all that, we're noticing church attendance drop and activities drop and congregations start to lessen. Well, when you're a part of a congregation or part of a church or part of a temple, you get invited to these things. And so it's, you know, bar mitzvahs, and it's confirmations, and it's christenings, and it's baptisms, and it's circumcisions, and all sorts of stuff. And so when you aren't around it, you're just not, okay, well, they're getting married, they're getting married, they're going to marry. It's just, it's not a part of your, it's not interweaved into your everyday existence. And so seeing a quarter of 40-year-olds not be married, what ramifications does that have? Okay, well, divorce lawyers might be less busy. Wedding venues may be less busy. Are they having fewer kids? Now, we've been going back and forth on, do we have a baby boom? Do we not have a baby boom? There are, because the American population is growing, our population is growing, whether it's because of people coming in or just, you know, people not dividing but multiplying, our population is growing. But is it slowing down in terms of birth rate? So even if we do have high birth levels, we're having couples have fewer kids. That ramification will translate into, well, who's taking care of the parents later? So I'm noticing more and more individuals that are childless. And so they're going to have to rely on either the state to take care of it. Right now they're relying on each other, but if they're single later, they're going to then have to rely on somebody else because there's not going to be kids or family to help them. So it'll be it. We might not necessarily see the ramifications now because 40-year-olds or 40-year-olds, many of them are still spry and healthy and all that. But if they don't have a loving partner or a family, that because that's really what it's about, a family. And we've also redefined family. I have friends of mine that I consider family. And you have people, you know, our, and maybe it's all the TV shows and sitcoms and of people backstabbing each other, but a lot of individuals have families that are so dysfunctional that they don't really look at family as blood. They look at family as who they're with and who they connect with and who cares about them. And so, I mean, I love my family, but there are friends of mine who I am closer to than other people in my family. And it's just a reality. It's a reality for a lot of people. So the idea of, well, you know, we have to have this you know, unit, this many people's units already encompass other individuals. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. It's a fascinating study. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information, or instant payment. Email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're being told that there has been an outbreak of explosive diarrhea. I tell you, you know, these headlines, it's, you know, you could just say people are sick. You don't have to bring up the type of diarrhea, but explosive diarrhea is a thing. It is. And in fact, we physicians, when we investigate your GI problems, we will ask you about the force, the detonation, if there were any sparks of any sort of feces coming out. But this is the CDC that is warning people, because at least 500 people in Florida have gotten sick from bagged salad. CDC has linked these to salad contaminated with the cyclosporiasi parasite, or spriasi, causing cyclosporiasis. Now, many of the cases relate to one brand of Caesar salad that contained romaine lettuce. sold at a grocery store. I don't know if we have the names of the brand yet, but this is a microorganism that is found in feces, could have gotten onto the food by contaminated water. And then if the lettuce, because the average person does not wash their bagged lettuce, they eat it, they could get sick. So symptoms are watery diarrhea, loss of appetite, cramping, bloating, feelings of nausea. But it can actually cause an explosive, meaning very forceful, where all of a sudden, like, phew, well, you guys know. So this apparently happened last year. The Florida Department of Health surveyed 457 out of the 413 cases to investigate the source, and they found 200 patients had eaten a pre-washed bag salad, 85 of them consuming the same brand of Caesar salad from the same grocery store chain. And Daily Mail reports that an international link was ruled out when it emerged that 330 of the patients had not traveled internationally before getting sick in the spring and summer of 2022. Now, they are not sure which farm the salad leaves might have gotten contaminated at. But sometimes these outbreaks have been occurring when cattle will graze near fields growing lettuces. The cow's putty. And the poo-poo, along with the parasite, could then get into the water supply, which is then sprayed onto the lettuce. I know it sounds disgusting. You guys will probably never look at bag salad again. So the disease-causing pathogen can then contaminate the plants from other farms and factories when this all gets mixed together as the salad is prepared. And then the parasite could get into the machinery. So you can then, and that's why they can't necessarily, even if they know the brand, they can't necessarily identify the farm, because if apparently this happened on, and they found on machinery, and that machinery is used for multiple vegetable products or food products, they won't be able to identify the farm. So you need to wash your bagged salad. Also, if you do open it up, refrigerate it. There was a case years ago. I think it was a McDonald's salad. This is a few years back. Health departments of Iowa and Illinois were investigating this because there was cyclosporiasis, 25% of whom admitted to consuming a salad at McDonald's. This had been reported by People Magazine. I think this was back in like 2018. And so, this is why I get frustrated by stories like this. I am struggling with how to balance eating healthy and not getting sick. And many individuals who report, that they're ill, they'll look up, but I eat fresh. I'm not, this wasn't fast food. This was fresh food. This was fresh food. And I don't know if you remember, Chipotle used to be in the news multiple times. And it's because, well, it's fresh. There's food that they have out there fresh. And so there's, if you are going to be a business that is providing, produce and vegetables and things like that, there's a much more regimented process to make sure that these foods that are quote unquote fresh and non-preserved are able to still stay fresh. And I had a patient, it shocked me, it was years ago. And I said, look, we got to get more vegetables and fiber in your diet. I was seeing them for some constipation issue. And they go, I can't. I get sick. I go, what are you talking about? They go, I get very, very sick from vegetables. It's like, okay, yeah, I have an allergy to vegetables too. I get it. Ha ha. But no, they are more prone. And they said, I was told by my doctor, I am prone to infectious disease. And unless I could really wash that spinach off or really wash the food off, I need to be very, very careful. And so I will eat food that is not necessarily right off the crate and, right out of the farm. And that's not really the average human. That's rare. But it starts to make you think that, all right, we need to be very, very careful. Now, mind you, these frozen dinners could have frozen a parasite or bacteria very easily. The thing with frozen dinners, the reason why we don't get as many warnings about frozen dinners like we do frozen berries is because for frozen berries, people will thaw them out. Remember there was, I think, a salmonella outbreak on frozen berries recently? With these microwave dinners, you're nuking them in the microwave or you're putting them in the oven, and you'll see the gravy boil, bubble. So you're raising the temperature. And so we believe that maybe what's happening is if there is something that got caught into a frozen dinner, your heating it up is what's killing the bacteria. But yeah, I've been, you know, urging you guys, please eat fresh, please eat fresh. Try to get more salads into you. Try to get more vegetables. Yeah, I have a box of greens. I'll go in there and it's, you know, they're supposed to be pre-washed. Looks like you got to wash them yourself. And I mean, wash them good. A lot of times we'll do the spray, and I get it. I'm washing fruit, and then the fruit will fall to the bottom of the sink. So I go, you know what? Forget it. I'll just be very careful because I don't want the food to fall to the bottom of the sink. So you really have to wash each fruit off to get the pesticides. You got to wash your vegetables off. I had trouble with spinach. My mom would buy spinach and say, clean the spinach. And I would wash it and wash it and wash it. And we would still, no matter how hard I washed it, I couldn't clean it enough. And so I like getting the pre-washed spinach. And it doesn't taste dirty. It doesn't, but can I trust that? So, you know, it's frustrating and I get it. I would also urge you to, you know, we feel like we're going to lose our vitamins when we cook vegetables or steam them. You can lose some of the vitamin content, but it's still better than nothing. I'm not saying you have to cook all your spinach or you have to cook all your food. What I really like about spinach, well, this is what's frustrating about spinach. You'll buy a big bag of spinach. I'll cook spinach, maybe some spinach and salmon for the family, and I'll get one of those big boxes of spinach. And it's a little bowl. It's like doesn't fit more than a saucer after you cook it all, because the spinach just shrinks because of all the water content in them. The raw spinach, that's okay. We need more water. And so I like the idea of eating the raw spinach and the uncooked spinach, because not only are you getting the fiber, not only are you getting the volume of that, even though it'll shrink in your body, but you're also getting the extra fluid. We get a lot of our water from our food. We should be drinking water, but we also get a lot of the natural water. And so, yes, eating the raw vegetables are better. Long run. You just got to clean them. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our Healthy Body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.